Hey everybody, this is Bob. Welcome to Static Show. As if one part wasn't enough, we have two. That's right. Get ready for part two of the John Hargrave Experience on Static.
When do you think that we'll finally be able to make love to computers?
Well, it's funny that you mention that, Miles, because we invented this this thing called the Pleasure Bot for computers too. Okay, and here is what we did. We got I got one of our old interns who attends MIT. This is real. I'm not making this story up. And he built us this self pleasuring device for gentlemen.
Okay.
And it's built out of a shop vac, right? And it has an opening on it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And the opening is actually
Harmony cereal.
The opening is actually it's made out of a soft, smooth latex. And it's got a variable speed adjustment, and it's got a little pump on the inside as well, okay? And it is all controlled. This is the really brilliant part, though. Anybody can do that. And, in fact, I have. But it is controlled by a laptop. You can actually put a laptop on the top, and there's actually a user interface that will let you control the various components of it.
No way.
Whenever you put the laptop on top, does that the screen then become like the head of the receiver?
No, but that is a great idea, and that will definitely appear in the next version of the product.
There you go. You can have it. So then you can put whatever picture you want up there, and so you can concentrate on the face.
Bob said.
If you know, the eyes and the face are the sexiest part.
That's right. Oh, Mother Teresa. So,
Mother Teresa?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought you said you were going to quit it on the low-end humor. Jeez.
So anyway, the concept behind this thing was we were going to take this on the Howard Stern show. This was going to be the big publicity thing, right? So we built this thing. We actually got a working prototype of it. And we were going to take it on the Howard Stern show. We were going to go totally nuts. And it was going to malfunction in the middle of while we were trying to demonstrate it. And it would actually sever someone's arm. There would be blood spreading out.
How big is this hole that you put things in if it can sever a man's arm?
Exactly. That was the whole concept.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was this, you know. That's the kind of product that you don't want to be able to sever a man's arm.
I was thinking a couple fingers, possibly, but a whole arm, really.
A whole arm.
Does it come with its own self-squeezing KY? KY jelly, of course, we're talking about.
Right.
What if you have a latex allergy? Because I know, people have latex allergies. No one I know, of course. But, what would happen with that?
I think you can get shots for that, Bob.
Can you really?
Yeah.
The East Coast is amazing!
Yeah.
Bob's allergic to pussy.
I did not know he had a feline allergy.
Yeah, he does.
Actually, I do.
He does.
I just found out. They stuck me in the back with this stuff, and my arm swelled up at the back, like a little bump. It was weird.
Right, yes. I am also allergic to cats.
Oh, yeah, that's
cat.
Cats. I'm allergic. Oh, it's terrible, terrible, terrible.
So, Miles, to answer your question, I look forward to the day, and I don't think it will be very long.
Oh, good.
But anyway, I got to finish my story. So I take this to Gary Delabate, the guy who produces the Howard Stern Show.
Did you really meet him?
Yeah.
Did you meet him?
Yeah, and he was at this appearance here, and I took this thing and I pitched the idea to him, and he goes, "Is this for real?" And I said, "Well, we actually built a prototype. We're not really planning on producing it, but it's a comedy bit." And he goes, "You should produce that thing." And then I thought to myself, I should produce that.
So did you do it? Is there a website called pleasurebot.com or something?
I'm afraid I haven't produced that thing.
Oh, well, there you go.
There are some things to even which...
Is your wife behind this? Is she not allowing you to do this?
My wife would not be behind this, no.
My wife would be in front of it.
Not allowing you to produce
it. My wife would certainly not be in front of it.
It's not allowing, you know, I think that actually it probably would be something that a lot of wives would probably want produced, and they would purchase it and put it in the kitchen or something, and then that way their husband, just get out of here and go to the kitchen, take care of this, and then come back and be civil.
It's true.
You know? Could bother me all night. I'm trying to sleep, for Christ's sake. Oh, my goodness. So, do you have another question there, Miles? Because I really want you to pipe in. Miles has a problem whenever we have people on the show.
That
he doesn't like to talk to them. So.
On the show, BJ and the Bear, who do you think had the more acting talent, BJ or the Bear?
Greg Evigan, or I think his real name was Bear. Oh, his real name was Moose. The Bear's real name was Moose. I remember that for some reason.
That's kind of frightening that you would actually know that.
I'm impressed that you knew the name of Greg Evigan. I only knew that because we did a Computer Sue episode on Greg Evigan.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Who has also, by the way, gone on to lead a very post-BJ and the Bear interesting career.
Yeah, with the Landers twins or something, right?
Yes. Who has the more acting? I would say that Wiley Sheriff Lobo actually has more.
He got a spinoff show.
He did.
Sheriff
Lobo. Proving his acting talent.
Wow.
And lovable charm.
I think he's dead now, you know.
Thanks for bringing it down,
man. Claude Akins, dead. Really, the sad thing is after Sheriff Lobo tanked, he was doing Amco commercials. I remember when I was younger. You remember Amco Transmission? I don't know if you had that out there, but it's AA, MCO, Amco. You remember that?
You kind of remember that.
Yeah, he did the commercials for Amco, so that was pretty sad, really, in his career.
Yeah.
Claude Akins.
I heard he also did the voice of the Aflac duck.
Did he? No.
That's true.
I don't think so.
Aflac.
So,
funny commercial, I
think. You got a cold or something? Hey, go take care of yourself with the pleasure bot out in the kitchen, because I'm trying to sleep here, Mr. Quacker. So what? Let me. We're running late on time here. I guess we probably should just stretch this out to two shows. I'm just going to say we're going to be doing two shows with John Hargrave now because we're already into past our normal time here. And if John Hargrave,
although
stay on
personally,
the line,
I think you should just cut out the funny bits and make it.
No. But see, this is the charm and the easiness of this site is the fact that we don't cut anything out. It's just one take right on through.
That's right.
And so that way it makes it easy for us because we really do have other lives that we lead other than this. So unfortunately, we haven't been as fortunate as the great Mr. Hargrave here to have a paying gig doing these kind of things. And so
editing does take a lot of time.
It does. And then you think, you know, then you second guess yourself and then you don't put something in. And we're like, you know, screw the whole thing. It all goes up there. You know, just have to bear with us if it's not that funny. So what?
That's right. But I have to compliment you guys, if I may. I think you guys do a very funny show. I won't pretend to be an expert on your show, but what I've heard, I think you guys have a great rapport. And I think you're funnier than anything you hear on the radio.
Well,
you're definitely funnier than the DJs I hear around here.
Well, that's funny you should mention that, because I think that's the way the whole show started, was the fact that Miles and I actually did a college radio show that wasn't like this, but we had actually to play music and things, and we did a little banter in between, and we couldn't say that, you know, fuck and all these other things that we say now,
right?
But we did a little banter in between, so we just took that and stretched it out, since we really don't have really an interest. I guess I don't have an interest in the music. Miles does have an interest in the music, but I don't, and so I'm like, well, let's just cut out all that and just do whatever, you know. So what's next for John Hargrave, now that you've, you know, spun us off into that a little bit? But what's next for John Hargrave?
I'm considering becoming a shepherd.
Seriously? Are you going to be the guy in the AT&T commercial that takes those sheep into all those silly places? Because, I mean, you sound really connected, so I can believe that you could knock that little, you know, immigrant-looking guy right out of his spot.
I bet I could.
Stick you in there with the old, German, what do you call that hat, that kooky lederhosen hat thing? I don't know what the hell it is. But with a little feather in it.
Completely. Yeah.
You could go in there. You know, you got your AT&T wireless, right? And you're herding your sheep through the checkout line with a guy scratching his nuts. And
people would look at me and go, "He's a young up and coming shepherd."
Yeah. I mean, they got to replace him. Remember Juan Valdez? He's just a freaking logo now, you know? That's all he is. He's just a little logo. It was like a real living guy. Juan Valdez says, picks his own beans and brews his own coffee. Now where is he? He's just a little pink. Here he is. Logo.
Yeah.
Say, I know how we can quit paying this guy royalties. We'll make him a freaking logo. So really, I mean, you're going to be a shepherd? I was reading Zug. I was reading your daily journal, and it says you're trying to take the GMAT or the GR. What are you taking? The GMAT?
I took the GMAT last week. I'm going to go to business school. I think I'm applying to business school right now because I think that is that's the next logical career choice for a comedy writer.
Have you tried to get on other shows or do writing for other people or what?
Well. You know, when the show ended, everybody was like, "Oh, you should go host Talk Soup out in California. You would be great. You'd be great for Talk Soup."
No, they got some black chick doing that now.
Aisha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we watch that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's not quite as easy as just going up and saying, "Hello, I'm here as your new host of Talk Soup."
I think there might be a spot for you with Hal Sparks. On actually what's airing right now here on Showtime, which would be, what is that show, that gay show that's on Showtime now? Queer as Folk. You could go with Hal Sparks on Queer as Folk.
I can just barely hear you. It sounds like you're saying Queer Spode. The name of the show isn't Queer Spode. You're not saying I should go join a show called Queer Spode, are you?
No, that's something else that I rented over the weekend.
Fantasy.
No, Queer as Folk, Hal Sparks, Queer as Folk. I know we probably have different accents, so it's hard to understand what we're saying, but it's all like a whole other planet over there, you know.
Yeah. It's like you're talking freaking Swahili.
So Queer as Folk. Sparks is on there now, right?
I may go to business school. I don't know. We'll see. You know, I actually went to Berklee College of Music for my undergrad degree.
Yeah.
And
really paid off, yeah.
Right. Yeah. A wildly expensive musical education.
Is that Busby Berklee's College of Music?
Career in comedy.
Say that again, Miles?
I play the bass.
The what?
The babes.
I think he said I play the babes because he wants to get away from the whole Queer as Folk thing.
Yeah, my place is good.
I'm straight. I tell you, straight as an